Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 367 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Donnell. With me, as always, is
the shifty-eyed king of paintball.
That he is. Is he? Are you shifty? I don't know if you're actually shifty-eyed.
Behind my sunglasses, when I've hit a few blunts, and behind that mask, that referee definitely thought I was shifty walking around him, leaving smoke trails.
That's fair. It was good. Oh yeah. So Christopher's good. Called me out in the chat. He's like, so when's the uploads to Spotify? Tomorrow, because I've fallen way behind on that, champ. That's what I've done. Like, hi, sure, Chris. Greg, absolutely. Folks, how's the audio sound?
Hi, buddy.
I was told last week that Tom was a little loud and I was a little quiet. I think I got it fixed. Let me know.
I should push the mic away.
Yeah, I can edit all that stuff. I can fix everything. Also, check this out. This is my Father's Day gift.
Nice. You got a mug.
The preschool had all the kids do mugs. Grayson had to do two.
That's... Yeah.
I don't know if had to or wanted to. I guess he wanted to do two.
Was compelled by the teacher.
Yes.
With a ruler.
Yeah.
You know who's not compelled by a teacher with a ruler? Are the sponsors of this podcast, which include DEFCON paintball products, because we love Big Daddy G and that promo code at 10% off. It won't get you 10% off the beatings you'll take with the ruler, allegedly, but it will get you 10% off almost everything on the website, except for what Big Daddy G says, because fuck you, that's why. We've got Moncton Paintball, who's got another street ball coming up, I believe, in the next few weeks. A July speed ball, the weekend before PRZ. So if you can make it out for that, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be dead sexy. I will be there regretting every minute that I play because I'm going to suffer for PRZ because that's right, Greg Bailey. That's right, NFT boys. Daddy's coming home to PRZ for the last round, and I don't care who I have to fight, but I'm fighting with you boys. So you point me at what general I have to go make fun of again. I heard it's Tonka. So if I have to go and fuck with Tonka again, it's nothing personal this time. It's just you're the guys that I get to go fuck with this
week. Was it personal last time?
No, not at all. Other than he was the enemy general in front of me. I mean, if it had been Gordo, I would have gotten to done the same shit. So,
100%.
Oh my God, I absolutely would have. I would have definitely done some things to Gordo.
He is one sexy beast. He is. He is a man's man's man.
Actually, hold on here.
Oh God, what do you have?
I found it. I found my picture from D-Day.
Oh,
the most sultry. I'm gonna try and get it in as close as I can.
Focus,
here.
Up, you and bitch.
Look at that. Look at that beautiful 80s fucking album cover of those two. If he hadn't had his finger up his nose, that 100% could have been like, that's going on my wall. Also, what a fucking group of mugs. Let's see. Let me think. Oh, God. Yeah. So Moncton Paintball is going to be having a street ball. We're brought to you by them because that's Daddy's home field. Mm-hmm. We have Hillsborough Action Center. I've got to get out there again and check those guys out. Maybe I heard they're occasionally they put the call out for ballers for the weekend. So keep your eye on Facebook, guys. If you have them on there and you got nothing to do on a Sunday and you want to go sling paint at rentals to help them out. I mean, are any of us really above helping a brother out? Kid's got a birthday party and, you know, six of his friends show up. You got nothing to do. You roll out there and you go clap cheeks. Go 8-on-1 and just fuck with them just for fun. It'd be a great little memory for those kids. And then you just force them to squat off and kick the shit out of each other. Fight for our amusements. We have got the Rip King. The Rip King, who has stickers coming for us, and they are fucking nice stickers
too.
He hooked us up. And that is a legitimate, he actually hooked us up. I did not have to pay for those goods and services beyond telling you people, you need to go to the Rip King and check out his collection of glassware, his PVC collection, which is just another wonderful little PVC ashtray. Perfect for me because it's got a little spiky thing in the middle, so I can clean my pipes and shit. Very nice of the Rip King for hooking me up with that. And finally, this podcast is not brought to you by Rain.
Okay.
Not.
Okay. That's got You've driven through Fredericton many a times. You've heard the ad where it's just like, I guess it would about oh fuck, what's the name of the store? It's the wine and beer making kits. Scoop and Save.
Okay.
So the Scoop and Save store is a fucking experience and a half. There's not a square inch of that store that doesn't have product on it. And anyways, the whole joke of their whole ad is just like somebody like wanted us to some the news ad, the ad guy is just like somebody wanted us to list everything that Scoop and Save has. I guess they didn't know that Scoop and Save has everything, but I'm just the announcer. So yeah, and he goes through the list. He goes, let's do something quicker. Let's list everything that Scoop and Save doesn't have. And then it just goes crickets. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to just start talking about who doesn't sponsor us. All the ones that denied us. We're going to put that on a list.
It's not that long of a list.
It's going to become a long list.
Because number one at the top is Rain. And I am proud to say that. Mm-hmm. Still haven't gotten an answer from Grindr, which makes me happy because that means they haven't said no.
Exactly. If it's yeah. Also, we got a no from C4, but they did give me a promo code, and then I had like heart palpitations.
Okay, so we're gonna post the promo code.
It was like a one-off discount code. I think it's like thank you 20. It's basically like, hey, thanks for reaching out. Here's a promo code. So I can.
I like that. I could. That's much better than we need to protect our brand,
right? So I mean, technically, I can now order. I could get 20% off like a case of C4s if I
want to try to stop our hearts at PRZ.
Either that or C Time, one of the two.
I'm down with that. So tonight, I love, by the way, that you had that little crawl at the bottom.
Yeah, I was playing. I'm playing around with it. It's a new feature that they added to it. So there's banners.
I like that. And we got answers already.
We do.
Dan.
What the hell is a mini pressure washer?
It's a little pressure washer. Like, what the fuck? What kind of question is that? A mini pressure washer. It's a small pressure washer. It's not a big one. It's a mini one.
Yeah, but I just immediately think, like, you know how you can get that mini lathe on Amazon for, like, $100 and it's, like, this big? I'm just, like, I'm wondering if I... It's battery powered and has a 1 gallon tank.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. Neat. Also, apparently there's portable pressure washers now.
NFT has jerseys at Honey Badger. I take a double XL Rhino. You must be setting one of those aside for your king. Daddy pays cash. Daddy pays cash, but daddy wants... I got to have another jersey from down there just to make my shit look better up here. Badgers, stickers. Oh, yeah, look at that, Greg. You guys can always pimp your shit here.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. A little pressure washer. I like that idea. That's what do idea. You pressure wash specific? What are you pressure washing? Like the bunkers, I would guess, but...
Yeah, but a player wouldn't bring like, a pressure washer to wash the bunkers. I imagine it's probably more to like pressure wash the gear first. No, that doesn't matter. Why would you put the gear away wet? Yeah, why do you bring a pressure washer? I don't know.
I love that we're waiting for a response.
We really are, but there's a 15-second delay between what we say and what he hears, and then he has to type it out.
We cut 5 seconds off the deal.
Oh, what's this? Pod packs. That makes sense. Masks? I'd be scared to pressure wash my mask. I mean, I guess you could control the pressure on a pressure washer.
Pod packs make sense. Yeah, okay. He's got you there. Putting up chickens to cook, and you left the oven at 900 degrees. Good Lord.
Jesus Christ. That's just...
It's a well-cooked chicken.
That's a dehydrator. Like, that's... Woof. Just poof. Gone. Chicken's totally gone.
I suppose it's only a 1 gallon, right?
Yeah, it's just a wee little
thing.
So,
I mean, you might say it's a mini pressure washer.
I'm just thinking, like, I think it's because I travel too far to play paintball that it wouldn't make sense for me to try and pressure wash anything, because then it would just get thrown in a gear bag wet and sit in that gear bag for a minimum hour and a half. Like, for me to drive back from Moncton. Like, that's if I was driving back from Moncton, right? So it's a cool idea. Yeah. I mean, it's smart to if you've got the right setup. It would be dope for Honey Badger. Like, if you camp. Like, just pressure wash your shit, hang it to dry overnight. Even if it's not totally dry by the next morning, it would be cold. You know what I mean? Like,
I've never washed my pod pack, and I've never washed my flak vest.
There's
paint on it from fucking Last Commando, man.
I've washed my pod pack a couple of times. I just basically threw it in the bathtub and sprayed it, and that was it.
Jesus, Jaden. Next thing he's going to be telling us that he's doing fucking lines of
gravy powder.
Popcorn seasoning.
Oh, God.
Popcorn seasoning. You remember that shit? I worked at a movie theater, and the boys would love to do those stupid, because Jackass was big at that time. And they would, 1 gallon. I mean.
It would work.
1 gallon of paint. It would be this. You'd have to get some thin paint.
No, you would just get, yeah, it wouldn't be actual paint, but you would just get like a water and then like a washable dye, or not a washable dye, but like a washable something, or I don't know.
Like Zap.
Yeah.
For those who remember the Zap paintball or paint gun system.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Gotcha the Sport on the NES. Here's my fun fact. Those of us who were old enough to play Gotcha the Sport. And then you fucking shoot on with the fucking zapper gun. It was fucking paintball. I completely forgotten that this game, because when you shoot somebody, their hands go up and they run to the back. You're playing capture the flag.
Ah.
Yeah. I saw that and I was just like, fuck, that's right. That is. It's paintball, but Gotcha the Sport. And at that time they were selling a line of paintball markers, of paint, like primitive paintball markers. Deadly, deadly, deadly stuff. Karcher OC3.
Yeah, it's the brand is a Karcher OC3. So, I mean, that's
probably... Oh, Karcher makes nice shit. Like,
yeah. I'm going to say, though, smart. I think nobody else has actually said anything yet. So, folks, if there's something weird that you bring to the paintball field that you never forget to bring, let us know. I want to know. Because there's
I'm curious.
Yeah, there's always weird and wonderful stuff that people bring. We're not making fun of it. We just want to know. You never know. What you think is something that might be silly, somebody else would be like, that's a great idea. The pressure washer.
I've carried, yeah, that one. I did not see that one coming.
No. Also, weed and my Leatherman. Well, that's a given. We asked for weird things, man. Yeah,
my kit, man. I carry my kit wherever I go. I mean, you talk about weird shit on the field. Be a bong, pipe,
silicone bong.
My silicone bong. I've got to carry it around a little bit, but the bowl went missing in action somewhere through the day. So, listen, it's a $2 drop bowl. I'm not worried about that. I did like having my big glass one, though, at street ball.
Oh, yeah.
I had my big glass one, and I was walking around giving people bong hits, and I'm pouring it out, and Ashley is just like, the fuck? And starts laughing. God love her.
What else do you do? People are just, if you're at the field, it's to be expected, right? So
at this point, I've maintained a standard. A 45, 2 PVC pipe. And Oh.
Wait, what? Hold on. I bring a 45 degree, 2-inch PVC pipe and use it to throw pods of paint at people. I'm having a hard time picturing this. 45 degree, 2-inch PVC to throw pods of paint. I don't know what he's doing. I don't understand.
Is he launching them, or is he just dropping the pod in the paint?
Scoop ball. He's literally launching them. Like, he's using it like a, you know, the curve. They used to have a curve thing. You put a ball in it and fucking launch that ball like mad.
Yeah.
That's, how far are you slinging pods of paint, bro?
That's a good question. I like the idea. I love the enthusiasm.
Like, are you swinging?
Yeah, I gotta ask.
Are you going
how
from
good
like
are they at catch?
Corner Dorito to snake? I got you. Just fucking yeeting pods of paint.
Yeah. I'm just wondering the context in which you're yeeting pods of paint, and I love it. I'd like to see it. If you've got video, like somebody send me video of this motherfucker doing this. Like, I want to see that.
Yeah. That's wild. Also, great target. Because if I saw somebody yeet a pot of paint, 50 to 75, I would just I'd be trying to hit that sucker.
High lie type paint thrower, yeah, man.
Yeah. Aren't those illegal now?
High lie? Fuck no. High lie's a dope ass sport, though. Jaden got himself a a paintball jersey from Ruthless. Very nice, buddy.
Fancy. Fancy.
Gonna have some spancy Freds. I've been wearing my grumpy old man. Got to be the grumpiest old man on the East Coast.
Got to.
Got to be one of them. Again, I'm just picturing fucking highlight players coming out to start playing paintball. If they do that shit, we're fucked. Like, I can shoot a lot more paint than they can throw. But man, that one of those hits you,
you're down. You're down for the count, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be sad panda. Like, it's.
Yeah, no.
It's not going to be good.
So
that's I like that. Okay, so that's and a fucking
and a pressure washer. These are original. I like washer. These. These are great. How do we chrono those throwers? What thrower? Like, well, I mean, if you got good enough accuracy, you could just whip it over the chrono.
We don't chrono slingshots.
True. Also, what's the fastest pitch in the world? Like 95 or 98 miles an hour? So, I mean,
I have to ask Wilson. I think it's 101. Are we looking forward to playing the night game at Honey Badger?
That's a question. Are we going to be able to?
If we punch we're going to be able to.
We'll be able to, but it's going to be.
It's at dusk. It's in July. Dusk is at like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. We'll be there. We'll be fine.
That's true.
And that's local time. I'm working on timings on shit. I might have to make like a double trip up there just to avoid having to do it so that we could just humsucker and just get there.
Yeah.
Caffeine and speed are going to be our friends. I mean, Benny's. I have no access to speed. It's not something I do because I would like it too much. Caffeine is going to be our fucking very, very best friend. And, we are going to run ourselves absolutely fucking dicked that weekend because Terry's being a wiener. Not helping us, not hooking us up. I'm figuring now it's going to be like, get there, play the night game, crash at a shitty hotel, go play Saturday, and then get out of there and fucking punch it and get to like Quebec, get to the other side of Montreal, and then find a fucking, a Frenchy side of the road place, grab a bite to eat and drive home the next morning.
Unless I can score us a really dope price and we'll just stay the night, the second night in Belleville or something.
Yeah, just because we're both prissy bitches and can't sleep on the ground because I'm old and we'll crack and be all fucked up the next day. Like,
oh, I wouldn't be able to move. I would be immobilized if I slip on the ground because my back and everything's so fucked up. I'm looking forward to that weekend. I am not looking forward to the day after that weekend because, like, that month, because at least we're driving home Sunday, and then Monday is like, I've got class and I got work.
I go back to work like 7:30 Monday morning.
Oh. at least my work doesn't start till 5:30.
I'll stumble in. Right. They'll leave me alone. They'll leave me the fuck alone.
It's
I don't know, Rhino. Send us a link to the closest hotel that's 2 stars or less, man. I want some, like, if there's a three-toed hooker hanging out front,
great,
perfect,
awesome. The only thing I ask,
to sleep and shit.
I just ask that there's no, like, just find me the cheapest fucking place you can without an infestation. Don't do bugs.
Oh, I thought you meant hookers.
No, that's fine. There's a hooker infestation. That's fine.
Yeah, I know you guys are all campers. I think that is a
see, I've slept in a car many a times. It is not pleasant.
I'm not sleeping in a car with you, dude.
No.
It's not happening. I almost thought about renting the U-Haul again.
Sleep in the U-Haul.
I really fucking thought about it. I really fucking did. Like, screw it, man. Throw a nice big inflatable mattress in there, buck crash in the back of the U-Haul. It's going to suck.
I mean,
but
we just have to make damn sure that the that we set it up right. Otherwise, we're going to be sleeping on a 45-degree angle.
Fuck no. You would leave it attached to the truck.
Oh, yeah. Even then, it was still, like, fucking tilted.
Yeah, wherever it's tilted, that's where you put your feet.
Cheap hotels in Belleville, and the women out there fed up with their old man looking for a new and young man. Now they're going to have to keep on looking.
No, we're not.
Right. There's only going to be one accessible man out there.
Yes, but I will take the bullet and you can sleep in the kid's bed. He can sleep on the floor.
Jesus Christ.
Hotels in Belleville. Dude, Brittany, if you're listening, go look up hotels in Belleville for us. Fuck it. I'm sending your old lady a message right now. She'll do it for me because she loves me, because I'm going to fucking provide her with a backyard they can camp in, because I think that's funny as fuck. I'm totally willing to deal with them. And then in the middle of the night, I'm going to creep up and just like fucking dump Hopper behind them. Oh, just God. Scare shit out of them. Oh, it's going to be funny. I'm going to make them shit their pants.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. Riot. I think it's funny as hell.
Do, 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 Brittany. There you are, my love. Talk, damn it. This is a podcast, not a text pass.
Sorry. Some weird thing came across my phone. So anyways, yeah, we're figuring it out. We're probably going to stay somewhere in Belleville. Especially because that dope ass pizza joint with the butter tarts was in Belleville.
Butter tarts. Yep, that's right. We got to stay in Belleville because that's where them butter tarts are.
That alone.
Shout out to that oh. Fucking.
Can you hear her?
She got
coming
my message.
Through. Yeah, she's coming.
She got my message. I need you to work your magic, honey.
Yeah, I know.
You're slow, but we all fucking knew that, so it's okay. I will help.
I love her so much. I love her so much.
I need a studio. Hi, Terry. I need a studio so bad.
I see Terry in the background, and that makes me happy.
Oh, he's chilling there.
I see
don't know
just
where,
his silhouette.
I don't know where
he's on the tower, and it's his silhouette. Yes.
God. Neb, he says, never forget to bring my positive attitude and encouraging demeanor to every game I go to. Yeah, but that's not weird. That's just cringy.
Mm. No, not at all. I bring my sense of gamesmanship and proper, you know, proper etiquette. That's after I've called your mom a whore. I will still say good game. Actually, shit, I noticed it. I was talking to a bunch of the speedball lads during streetball. And you could always pick out the woods ball guys, mm-hmm. because as soon as we got hit and we felt we got hit and we noticed it, we're like, yo, hit. I got pinged off the hopper and I had a moment where I could have just gone wipe and kept going. And for whatever reason, I'm just like, I felt dirty and I walked off and buddy's like, where'd you get hit? I'm like, side of the hopper. He goes, why didn't you just eat? I'm talking to a kid. I'm like, weren't you way in the back corner? And he's like, yeah, I was. He goes, man, the ref wasn't checking me. I was fucking hit like three times. I was like swiping off my gun. I'm like, you little prick. I knew I hit you. Fucking knew I hit you. I put way too much paint on you. I was like, you little bastard.
Shoot till the ref calls you out. Except, yeah. Except, here's the kicker. A lot of people say that, right? But if you're playing something like OPL and you get hit and you keep playing, and you were hit, and you played on. That's a major.
That's what I understood was the risk.
But
when
if
the
you
refs
can get
new,
one or two guys out before that major gets called, it's worth it. That's
if you get two guys out before the major's called, yeah.
Greg, I bring one Hopper's of my wife's panties so I sleep better at night.
Smart man. Got to wipe those brother Hopper hits. Don't count. Hoppers, barrels, feet, everyone knows they don't count. Dan, I didn't know that. And
my favorite.
Sorry,
you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel dirty every time I think of doing it because I'm like, it's not.
It was a feature built into the Greg Hastings paintball games. You could wipe. If you
get
got
the fuck out.
If you got hit. This little thing went started going back and forth. I mean, you caught it like it was a quick time event, right? If you caught it in the green, it would wipe the hit and you'd keep playing. Also, about the whole like protecting your feet kind of thing, my favorite clip from a paintball game, this is from years ago, and it happens all the time, but the clip was from, I saw it years ago, was Buddy couldn't tuck into the bunker tight enough, so he put his empty pods off the edge of the bunker, so they stayed in front of his feet. And every time they got hit, he would just scoot it back into place. And he just kept shooting.
Okay, that's funny.
It was great. It was awesome. It was awesome.
That's a great video.
Neb saying that's why you blast until their hands go up. Absolutely. And if you're being a bit like, I was a bit of a dick at D-Day. I'll admit this. There was one dude. I hit him. I know I hit him 3 or 4 times, and I know he did not call his hits. He was not calling him at all. And then finally, his hand went up. Yeah, his hand got hit a couple times. Play stupid game, win stupid prizes.
Well, I did discover that, I am absolutely at a disadvantage with a mech gun in that situation. So for street ball, I'm going to be like, yo, somebody loan me. Josh, hook me up with one of those ETHA 2s so that I don't break anybody's really expensive gun by being a black thumb. And I want nothing to do with your mini.
Yeah.
And I'm not touching Kevin's DSR Plus. He's like, you can use it anytime. I'm like, please don't give that
so
to me.
So that mini.
That's like a.
The mini is working flawlessly.
I don't want to touch it. It's bad.
The problem with it is that it's old. Old, quote unquote old. And it does not like low pressure tanks at all. It needs mid to high to like high pressure. That's why the first strike tank worked great, but there wasn't enough air in it. And when I threw the other one on it, the one that Josh lent me, which I got to get back to him, it was too low pressure. So the mini was just like, this is bullshit. Like it wasn't getting enough air. So
I'm thinking maybe, yeah, that could have been one of my problems with mine, my shocker. But I'm going to get my O-rings done on the All-American and get that thing up and running again. Mm. Just because fuck, it's a nice marker.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just going to go down to the old borrow-a-thon at someone at the gear bags. Like, so who's got one I can borrow?
Right.
Because yeah, what's an auto mag and can I break it? I don't know. I wouldn't want to break anything of yours, Neb. I'd feel real bad.
If but, I mean,
is it electro?
No.
They can't be. No, we're talking about sorry, I should explain. The black thumb of technology is something I've had since I was a kid. All electronics die around me. Inevitably, they die through just as they fuck up. It's been witnessed.
I think the automate can be. I think there are electro auto mags.
I mean, I don't want to try and break the guy's auto mag, but I mean, it statistically will die around me. That's just how the shit grows. It's fucking. Again, Brad's seen it.
Yeah,
he's bared witness to the black thumb of technology.
Yeah, there they
are. Most of the fucking pawn monkeys at the parlor have seen it in action, and it kills all. It has no mercy. It's like the red dragon, man. It's bad.
Jaden's saying, I also thinking of getting a shocker, so I thought I'd ask you guys to see it's a good gun for speedball. Yes.
Yes. Shocker amp is a very good marker for speedball. They're going to be very happy with it. They go pew pew. Very nice. Very, very accurate.
Yep. Put a good barrel on it and it'll shoot
it comes with
as
free,
fast as you want.
Comes with, the one I got from Josh came with a Freak XL.
There you go.
There you go.
But yeah, they're, yeah.
I'm kind of tempted though. Find myself a nice barrel for it. Instead of a Freak, just something. I don't know what.
If you find a really, really pretty barrel that doesn't perform quite as well as you want it to, get it shipped out and get it milled for Freak.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what a lot of folks are doing. If your barrel's got enough material on it, they can mill it out just enough to. You can put Freak inserts into it. A lot of guys are doing that with stock barrels. So, like, say you got like a beautiful stock barrel that's like maybe you got a custom paint job or anodized job or something, and then you want it to keep that stock barrel. Fucking mill her out. Way you go.
Well, really, your stock barrel on the mini is nice. I always like that orange.
I love that orange. There's not enough material on the mini's barrel to mill it out for Freak. Otherwise, I would have. So,
so the Freak is still the way to go for all that stuff. Then
any barrel. Size kit, because there's the Freak. The Freak is the like the OG. Then you've got the Laser from HK. You've got what's the other one?
Python. There's another Python kits. Is that what Kenny's talking about? Yeah, you're a little late, Led, but that's okay, buddy. We still love you.
The Pythons were sizer kits, but they're only 2-inch sizers. They were like a super super cheap alternative to the Freak kit because like a full on set of these things. Like if I hold on now, I'll go to Hustle Paintball. They're out of stock, but to buy a set was like $70. So I mean, like nothing spectacular, and I mean they're probably not as good as a Freak, but better than a stock. You know what I mean?
What's this I hear about jerk chicken?
Huh?
Does jerk chicken at fucking? Who do I have to get Brad to jerk off to get me some jerk chicken?
I don't like jerk chicken that much.
Okay, well I have again. I have cash. Give your balls a squeeze. Python paintball can. Of course, Kenny is sending us some old school dope shit.
Let's see. Yeah, that's a website. The Python compression system. $120. It's basically it's a really, really simple form of sizing kit. So I mean, great little thing.
Me likey.
Yeah. How are those new PE barrels? I'm with y'all. Paintball needs a new barrel system standard. Freak's got to be at least 20 years old now. Yeah, but like what more would you do? You know what I mean? Like Freak kind of figured it out. Everyone else is just kind of copying it. At the end of the day, it's a barrel with an insert. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There was a MaxTac barrel years ago that had three backers. I still have it. It's got spider threads on it. So obviously nothing I have uses it. And it's funny cause it was made by MaxTac and all the MaxTac markers use A5 threads. But the idea was that it had three sizers on the back. So you picked the closest one, right? It wasn't perfect, but you had three sizes to pick from. And then you'd actually twist the barrel and the barrel would actually get tighter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you would physically like twist the barrel and it was really neat. And they made one for First Strikes as well. But again, it's all spider backed. So I can't use it. But yeah, it was neat. You know, it was super cool. I got hold of it. I was like, this is fucking dope. It came in a really nice box. I'll bring it to Honey Badger, see if somebody wants to buy it. Cause I have no use for it. It'd be cool for a Hammer 7. If somebody's got a Hammer 7 and wants like a really dope looking barrel for it, that would be where to go.
I only know one person with a Hammer 7 and they would just make their own stuff anyways.
True.
I still don't like that rock and cock thing.
Oh, you mean Jacob's system?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hard part is getting the springs and getting everything timed properly and all that jazz.
Hell, it's just getting me to fucking...
Twisting a barrel to reduce bore size sounds like a great way to beat a chronograph. It was finicky because what I found is when I did manage to get it, I did use it for a short while on my 4.68. Was that if you shot enough rounds through it, you'd have to like retighten the barrel because it would actually start to loosen itself because it's all friction fit. So it was just like, it's the strangest design ever. It's a very, not complicated, but very finicky design. Are we red or blue? I don't know.
Rhino, are we red or blue? I don't know. Wherever the fuck NFT is, that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going to stir shit. And then if there's not enough people on the other team, I'll jump on the other team because it's OP. It's the last one. So I want to fight everywhere. I want to fight everybody. Mm-hmm. I want to yell, we're red.
I
want to yell obscenities at everybody. I definitely want to go and hug somebody in the middle of the field again. I enjoyed that thoroughly with Nico. I giggle. I watched that video again and I giggled my ass off the whole time.
Is Nightmare making Honey Badger?
Doesn't know yet. Last I heard.
Okay. It'd be dope to catch him. You know, catch him there. That'd be great.
I would like to catch him too. Just so I can ride those coattails a little longer.
Right.
Fancy lad.
I'm going to bring both my TGR2s.
Oh, seriously?
I'm going to bring both TGR2s and cool. The Scout. I'm going to give the Scout a proper run through. If I don't like the way it's shooting, if I decide, nope, bolt action ain't for me, then it's getting shipped off. Because the TGR2, it does need a rebuild, and I know somebody in Ontario who I can get a rebuild kit off of. It needs a rebuild. It honestly probably needs a new bolt. But, man, TGR2 did me well when I was in California and in North Carolina shooting First Strikes. So...
I'm going all Tippmann. It's going to be the TMC and the Tipex.
Nice. I've got to redo all the mags.
Not even fucking around.
I'm not looking forward to that. I'm going to soak the mags in...
Yep, Nella fucked that fella.
I gotta clean all my mags, all my TGR mags, though. It's going to be such a pain in the ass. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to soak them in warm water. I know people are going to be like, well, they're going to rust. They probably will. But I'm going to soak them in warm water and then hit them hard with compressed air to get all the water out. And then I'm going to hit them with a shitload of oil, like just an obscene amount of oil.
I haven't cleaned my TMC since last year. I'm a little afraid right now.
The TGR2 hasn't been used in years.
But the mags, I'm sure I'm just going to be like, rinse, rinse, click, click. Yeah. Fuck, I should go do that. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Yeah, I think I'll do that. I got some air left. Fucking go clean out. And if not, I'll bring it on Sunday. I might go out for a little bit.
Nice.
It's grad party season. My niece doesn't give a fuck. Here's $50. Congratulations. Don't try to spend it on anything that's not education-based. You don't drink and you don't do drugs, so I don't know what the fuck you spend your money on. Just don't tell me what it is. If for some reason you feel that you shouldn't, your mom shouldn't know, that's what I want you to spend the money on. See, I don't want to know.
Me and my father had this, like, a similar conversation about my half-brother, it's just my brother, whatever, is my father is, like, chaperoning the safe grad. And I was like, oh, that's fun. He's like, yeah. He's like, I've got, like, the 4 a.m. to whatever shift. I was like, that sucks. He's like, yep. I'm like, you're going to be tired and throw some kid down the stairs, aren't you? He's like, I might. And he's like, this is stupid. He's like, what happened to the old days when you just go out to, you know, get drunk in somebody's yard? Like, well, they're trying to prevent that.
Like, yeah, no. We did the safe grad thing here. Graduation, we all got fucked up.
Yep. I mean, I did safe grad up, just because I was like, they just gave us free rein to the fucking base gym. So it was like, sure, why not? Hit the pool, that kind of thing.
We had the seps. So yeah, I get you. Somebody's doing, I think they did paintball. A safe grad paintball, I think tonight or last night.
That's cool. That's dope. I like that.
3 a.m. Gasman was telling me they were doing a 3 a.m. fucking game. They were going to light the field up like it was daytime.
I'm more like who the hell wants to try and paintball at 3 a.m.?
Teenagers.
I guess, yeah.
Personally, I wouldn't mind if my shit wouldn't fog up so bad. Oh, fuck, I've got my yellow tint. I've got my yellow tint lenses now. Thank God. That'll be good for PRZ. And yep. Fuck, I just remembered that.
I need a new lens.
Yeah, I ordered one from our boy over at DEFCON Paintball.
Nice.
Mr. Big Daddy G even hooked me up with that 10% code.
Whoop.
Got myself a new lens. I was like, yay, save me shipping. Save me 10%. It was like, yay, save me almost all the tax. Fuck you, Canada, fucking New Brunswick. Fuck you, taxes, you beasts.
Right.
But you did save me when my gallbladder had to come out. So what's there to complain about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You didn't give it back.
I'm trying to think of anything in my car that I bring to the field that is, like, odd. But I really don't. I mean, I bring vlogging gear. That's about it.
The most odd thing.
I don't think I bring anything weird to the...
The tent. I mean, it's just that's not even weird. That's just smart. You know, I've got my tent, I've got my chairs, the table, the coolers, soft and hard, one for paint, one for drinks.
Hard.
At least a towel, if not two.
You know what?
Always gotta have a towel in the car.
Always.
Got it, man. Remember, a man who knows where his towel is a man who's going someplace in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, know where your fucking towel is.
Also, toilet paper. Always have toilet paper in the car, folks.
Bog roll, Kleenex, something, you know, something to wipe your ass with. Yeah.
As somebody whose job used to be on the road 8 hours a day, pack TP.
Yep. Sometimes you gotta poop in places you don't want to poop, and you know what? That happens. It happens to the best of us. But
that's true.
If you, but if you bring good ass wipe, it can make any bad situation just a little less better. Awful.
Yeah, yeah. A power washer also works well for those scenarios. Bend over, Tom.
That is the the ultimate bidet. The Weber bidet.
Jesus.
Whoosh. No, but I mean, great. You just wheel that in and you pressure wash the bathrooms like that. Some of those nasty ones in Quebec.
For real, right? Like,
they weren't really that bad in terms of public bathrooms. No, they never are.
No, but we were also hitting them at like 8 a.m. You hit one of those suckers. You hit one of those suckers at 3:30 p.m. on a Saturday. Shit's goddamn war zone.
I saw the porta potties at Commando, dude. By the end of Sunday, they look like a fucking war zone. Literally, one of them looked like a crime scene.
Kenny, I need links. NXL will be hosting a MAGFed tournament series starting in 2024.
That's kind of hot.
It is. The only thing, though, and because this is because I'm a pessimist. It's gonna be nothing, but every team is just gonna be running fucking MG1.
Die dams. MGs.
It's gonna be MGs. You watch. It's gonna be every team's just gonna run MGs.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
I'm curious about it.
No, you're not 100% right. I'm not gonna say that. Maybe somebody's gonna be smart and because they're not gonna allow box mags. Maybe somebody's smart. They sit in the back with a fucking a T-15.
Night at the Museum. Oh, Night at the Museum. I was like, Night at the Museum? Who the hell are they? Oh, yeah.
I've heard of those guys. They're quite sexy, aren't they?
Trying to see if I can find anything, but... I can't find. I'm going to dig into that. I want to know more because that's kind of cool.
Would you like to know more? Yes. Oh, fuck. I need to go watch that now. It's been so long Tom since Cole I watched Starship Troopers.
That's dope, man. That's cool that you had Tom Cole on the show. That'd be great. I'd love to have Tom on the show. I don't know what the hell I'd ask him or what I'd talk about, but it'd be kind of cool to have him on the show anyways. Just kind of ask him the same questions that everyone else has asked him.
Fuck no. The best sandwich at the best venue. Ooh. His favorite venue. He's got his favorite sandwich at the... Fuck that. Ask some of these assholes. You fuckers out there in comment land. Of all the venues some of you fancy lads have been at, who has the best sandwich? We already know where the best butter tarts are. Ooh, so you don't have to tell us that.
The best paint... Or the best...
Best paintball food. Yeah. Well, fuck that. We have Mama K's.
We do have Mama K's.
Mama K feeds us good and makes us all feel really bad about ourselves after playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard NME has some pretty gosh darn good grub. That sweater, by the way, is so comfy and so awesome. I fucking love it. Thank you.
The NME one? Oh my God. So good.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you pulled it out of the bag, I'm like, mine.
Yeah. Mine's in the closet. Sorry. Ours. Is in the closet because as soon as I got it, she was like, "Ooh, new sweater," man. And I'm like, "You have to at least play one game of paintball if you're going to be wearing all these paintball sweaters." Because the DEF CON sweater is now our sweater because apparently this household is communist.
Our paintball shirts? No, my paintball shirt. Yeah, I'm glad I make your mama make Mama Weber happy because that shirt is just. It had to get washed. It was wash day, and I'm like, oh, you stank. You need to go and you've worn too much. Get in there.
You stank.
You stank. Been living in you for a couple days, and it's been sweaty. Paintball to go. Field has some the cook shack. I like the sounds of this.
That's pretty cool.
That sounds delicious.
You know what, though? I mean, maybe I'm just biased, but honestly, I think the best food I've ever had on the paintball field was the Grumpy Old Man's Barbecue.
You're biased because it's true, but I'm not really talking about like deadly sexy smoke shacks of your local boys. Like the Grumpy Old Man Shack doesn't count because you can't go and buy
Fat Boy Burgers
food from. That was really good.
Pricey though, expensive.
They were a little pricey, but the quality spoke for itself.
And the
as
service.
As soon as I took,
I found just, like place the. They had the good rhythm, man. You place the money in, and they were like, cool, what do you want? I'm like, I'll get a Coke. And they're like, sweet, cool. And as soon as I crack the Coke, they're like, burger. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, it was good, man.
Yeah, it really, really, really was. There, my brain just went for a second there. I'll
go. So, that is definitely a show we need to do. We need to,
oh, Jaden, by the way, going food. He talks about having to do the old trucker shit in the woods. No one's taught you the belt trick. The belt trick was given to me by a legendary wizard. That's when you whip your belt off and you wrap it around the tree and you make sure it's secure and then you hold on to it so that you don't fall back in your latrine. Because no one's gonna help you on that one. Oh my god.
I guess we're gonna have to go up front of Dan's events. That's gonna happen next year. There's no honey badger next year. There's no PRZ next year, so we're going to have a reason to go to Ontario. I say we go head up one of Daniel's events.
I think we need to go and hit just purely because they're awesome people.
Well, that yeah, absolutely.
Like, the food be damned. I want to go out and meet more awesome people because contrary to popular maritime belief, Ontario's full of people that aren't assholes.
It's true.
There are some really, really awesome people
and
that I've met out there.
If we go,
I keep calling them my cool cousins.
And if we time it right and not bring a trailer, we stop in Montreal. We get the smoked meat.
We were so close.
We were so close. I was scared. We were so close. I was scared that the truck was going to slide on the grease on the road.
Well, that was me. That wasn't grease. That was drool. Man, I could smell the fucking mecca of meats, and it was right fucking there.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. We go next time. We plan it. We plan to go there. We don't bring the trailer.
Fucking Retail Jackson showed up. Holy fuck.
And we hit up Schwartz's, and we...
Oh, yeah.
And then
oh,
we...
Oh, shit. I just remembered that I met Marky's son. At PRZ, or at Commando.
Marky as a kid?
For some reason. Is it Marky? Ultimate Rental,
Ultimate
yeah.
Ultimate Rental, yeah, that's Marky.
Yeah.
Sorry, just...
I'm like, unless I'm fucking mistaken, this kid said that he was fucking Marky's son.
You're coming out to New Brunswick next month, eh? Cool, we're heading to Ontario next month.
Well, hopefully it's not the weekend of the 15th, but if you come the 11th, that's street ball. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's all of four fields in New Brunswick to play at. Three of them are worth traveling to. Two of them are actually worth traveling to. I'm not going to name names.
We also have a standing invite at with the Lord of Spikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to push on further, just a little bit further to go to PEI. Spikes will always
absolutely want to go to Spikes.
July 9th, we're running a one-on-one joust event if y'all ain't busy. I can't go for July 9th because we're heading right up the next weekend. And if they're going to be here July 25th to August 4th, let's go. Guess we're hosting Retail Jackson there, champ.
Yeah, boy.
Let's do it.
We're gonna get fucked up. We're going to get fucked up.
Dan,
I mean,
Dan's like, okay, we'll do it again in September. Dan, you're missing the point here, champ. I'm in school, and I'm poor. I can't travel back and forth to Ontario.
I'm going through some current life changes. So I'm not traveling after BRZ. I'm not going to be traveling very far for the,
I mean,
for
like,
the foreseeable future.
Like, I'm – holy Christ. It's so busy because, like, I've got, like, come July, you know, middle of July, we're going to PRZ, and then I get back, and then, like, 4 weeks later, I'm off to Newfoundland for a week. So, it's, yeah, I'm, Tapped out. I'm broke. I'm po. So unless not like unless some,
but we still love you. We still love happens.
You, buddy. I'm just being a jackass. It's next year though. Next Green. Year for sure. We'll come up and you can school us. I would actually really, really enjoy actually to go up to Dan's field and run drills. I've never run speedball drills.
I would love to.
Right?
I think
that'd
be fun.
I would love to go up, spend 2 days, right? Spend 1 day running drills, 1 day playing. That'd be amazing. That would be a great weekend for me.
Just give me a taste of it. I take my licks at street ball every time I go, but
yeah, see, I might be able to be convinced to camp. Maybe.
I'll sleep. Fuck it. I'll bring a U-Haul. I'll sleep in the back of it. You can fucking camp if you want. I'll sleep in a fucking U-Haul.
I mean, I've got an air mattress that's like a foot and a half thick. I have a tent big enough for two people.
I don't need no fucking, like I said, I'll bring a goddamn U-Haul. I will sleep in the back of that fucking thing. It's slept a cabin. In a goddamn parking lot. Oh.
Well, shit. King bed upstairs.
I'll share.
You forgot an S there. It's King's bed upstairs.
No, I'll share it. It's not my bed. It's Mama's bed first. If Mama don't mind me sharing the bed, I'm good. my youngest doesn't play, but loves to all.
Right.
That's adorable. Kids, reload your mags.
Ours just pick up paintballs off the ground.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, keeps them occupied.
He's got a pot of them. He's got a pot of them that he fucking keeps dumping. Fucking Caleb.
Lazy boys God on the first floor. Caleb. For sleep. My God, Dan, why didn't you mention this before?
Yeah, this isn't camping. This is Tom camping. Yeah. This is how I camp.
Yeah, yeah. Does the cabin Again, have running water?
Can I shit in porcelain?
And you know what? It doesn't even have to have running water as long as it's got porcelain and we can take water from a pond and just dump it down the back of the toilet. Because
Let's not fucking go crazy here, Sonny boy.
I used to go to a fishing, fishing camp that it was like that. It had no power.
Fuck.
It had no running water, but it had a toilet with a pipe that ran directly into the river. So you'd fill it up. No running water. No water yet, but water, yes. Even made an on-demand hot shower.
Wow, this went downhill quick.
Neb, are you surprised?
50 minutes ago, this shit went downhill? Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I've never made any bones about that I am a prissy bitch.
Nothing wrong with it. Look at this beard. This beard.
Again, my mother's idea of camping is a place that you can't get fucking room service. That's roughing it for mumsy. Sure, I've told the story of K-Ron.
He's got what? Starlink out there, too. We could stream on Starlink. Has a high enough bandwidth, you can stream. We could go live from Dan's field. What up, Dan?
Fuck Joe Rogan. I know it's Elon Musk. I'm not on Starlink. If I was, I'll say it on Starlink just to see if it gets shut down.
He's crazy enough to do it. I think it'd be a great idea. Dan, I want to go. I want to go. We're going. I'm going to Dan's field next year. Done.
Okay. All right. We're doing it. Add it to the list.
Too easy. So we got Commando. Enemy. And then wherever else we can get you next year. Because by that time next year, I'm out of school.
I've got to absolutely try to get the spikes this year. It's a sin that we haven't gotten out there yet.
It is.
It's a criminal offense.
It is. Well, I mean, like, it was...
I know they hold you hostage to leave that fucking island, but...
Yes. And the main problem, though, was the fact that we were just like, let's go. And then my job was like, no, you can't. And then school was like, we're going to make it even harder for you to find a job. And I'm like, you bastards. But I found one. That's all that matters.
Here's your education. Fuck you.
More or less. I won't get started on that though, but I think with that, I think we're gonna bring her to the end. I think we're gonna wind down the show. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks
you
for
commented.
Hanging out.
You liked. You shared. You hung out with us. We laughed. We cried. We told stories about poop, and that's awesome. So we thank you.
Yeah. It's been, it was a roller coaster of a show. We started off on one topic, went to another, then another, then another, then another. It was great. Honestly, I'm okay with this. This is like a kitchen party style podcast. I love this kind of thing. So, folks, it's been a blast. Thanks for hanging out with us. Next week, 100% guaranteed, next week, we've got Adam and Sean coming on for Honey Badger. They're going to be talking about the event. I know they were already on another podcast on Frontline. They talked there. Whatever. Doesn't matter. They're coming on our show next week. That's all that matters.
Ew, they were on Frontline. Yay, Frontline.
Right.
I still love them. I will still continue to listen to their podcast occasionally, comment, send penis emojis if I get the chance, but I keep missing it. It's a good show, though. Just because they say occasionally say flattering things about me, I feel that I have to reciprocate about Mr. Magooey and Mr. Time Bomb, because they're both beautiful men, and anybody who's listening and happens to talk to them, tell them that I'll see them at D-Day. Mm-hmm. And I'll see them at fucking PRZ too.
Yep. So that's it, folks.
I'm gonna sneak into Tango's tent with a bong and just fuck him up. And then
I don't know if he's gonna have a tent this time. He's not generally.
Oh, no, I don't mean that tent.
Oh, okay, good enough. But that's it, folks. Right here. It was a blast. Peace. Thanks for hanging out, for liking, sharing, commenting, all that jazz. And until next week. Cheers.
Toodles.